The start of spring is a source of joy for most people tired of a long winter, but one sign of spring has come unusually early this year, and this has some scientists concerned. WHYY's Dana DeFilippo has details.
That is the sound of the spring peeper, one of the first frogs to emerge from hibernation each spring. That is the sound of hundreds of spring peepers in New Jersey's Great Bear Swamp last week. Warming temperatures are frogs' cue to come out of hibernation for the mating season, usually in late February. But
this has been, honestly, one of the craziest winters or springs so far.
That's Carlos Martinez Rivera, an amphibian conservation biologist at the Philadelphia Zoo. He talked to us from Ecuador, where he's on a conservation trip. He says bouts of warm temperatures since early January have brought the frogs out early.
The worst case scenario would be that the males start calling way too early in the season, and the females are not still ready to lay their eggs. And then when the females are ready to lay their eggs later in the season, the males might be, you know, sort of like tired or spent in terms of energy-wise. And that might affect the reproductive success. But we just don't know what will happen.
Mike Weilbacher heads the Schuylkill Center in Roxborough, which holds toad nights to protect toads as they migrate across busy Port Royal Avenue to their breeding grounds in a nearby reservoir. They're hitting the road early as well. Animal species are so interconnected that Weilbacher worries not only about frogs and toads, he also worries about creatures on either side of the food chain.
Spring is supposed to be sort of this elegantly orchestrated parade. This happens, then this happens, then this happens, then this happens. So what's happening with climate change is the parade is getting reordered, and no one knows when to march. So for me, it's a deeply concerning time. It's unclear which species are going to be winners and which are going to be losers.
Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.